Bad room.
As soon as you're back up Tavra, the door slams open and there's all kinds of digital 3D hologram creatures that pop up in the room. Maybe like little skeleton cherubs tooting horns, playing a musical fanfare from hidden speakers throughout the room as an outlandishly attired necrovite appears in the doorway here. It is none other than the sensational star of Zoe Media Productions. The most famous person on all the yucks, Zoe.
Mr. Zoe, what an honor.
He saunters into the room and pantomimes using a monocle to inspect you all, maybe inspect some of your wounds. It goes, I declare you are perfect.
He's going to make a star.
Oh, I thought they would have healed you up from your time in the Atraskan wastes, but you're as dirty and sweaty and bloody as you were on those camera feeds. Oh my, I watched 5 minutes of it and I already knew you all were stars.
Yeah, nobody tricked me. I am a star.
Tara is still very much out of breath, is like, what do you mean? This is some sort of like sick audition?
What do you mean?
What's wrong with you people?
What do you mean? This is some kind of sick audition. No, you all probably got the part while out there in the desert, but oh my goodness, did you kill my pet carpets? Why would you do? Oh, whatever.
They tried to kill us first.
Oh, that'll defense. Happen. If did one of you step on them?
We did step on the carpet.
It's really on us, isn't it?
I would also try to kill you if you stepped on me, Zoe.
He's got a point.
I dare you to do it right now. I dare one of you to step on me.
I pull out a grenade and I pull a pin.
That's not stepping.
He waves his hand and the grenade turns into like a holographic toy grenade. And it's got like a little face. You look like a little baby grenade. It's like,
please don't kill me, Mr. Zeldin.
Father,
I don't want to die.
I start clapping in delight.
Oh, put that pin back in before you clap. Clap that pin right back in that hole. We're not going to need that here because we're all friends. And friends, while they might kill one another's carpets, also have deals, media deals. We want you for Zoe Media Productions. Zashi, the programmer and producer for Zoe Media Productions, the undead ghoul, also steps in with like a digital clipboard and looks around and is a little sad. It's like, I had grown accustomed to the purple carpet.
I mean, it's still there. It's not like it's
look,
gone.
It's right there.
Yeah. It's arguably a better carpet now than it was before.
Yeah. Most carpets aren't alive. So I feel like it's actually more carpet now than it's ever been, and it's, you know, ever.
Okay.
Think about it.
We have some upcoming programs that we would love for you all to make some guest appearances on. You have been very popular in some of the live feeds over the last few days, as I've said, and Zoe here has even watched you, and it seems very interested in you.
Oh, I'm more than interested. I think you guys could be stars, at least stars for the next 7 days to Fortnite, somewhere in that neighborhood.
We're going to be in Fortnite?
I do want to point out that I'm pretty sure when I crit that one carpet, I'm not allowed to kill things. So I'm pretty sure that one's just unconscious.
Oh, were you doing specifically a non-lethal?
It's the frying pan is non-lethal. It's inherent.
Oh, Zoe will run over to the...
It was the green.
I think it was the green carpet. Yeah. It's like, wait, are you saying Greedy's still alive?
Yep. Just knocked Greedy. Him on the head with the old bing bang.
Greedy, wake up and kill these guys. I'm just kidding. Oh, your faces. He indeed seems to apply some medical salve from a small pouch pocket, and the carpet will float back over across the room and lay down. Oh, we'll take care of this other one soon. And Zoe begins kicking the dead carpet into the corner, just huddles it into a group, and then goes over to his desk. Why don't you guys have a seat? But please step around, Greeny. Anyway. You have any questions about Zoe Media Productions? What we do here? Are you fans? Do you want an autograph?
I'm a fan. I like it. I listen to your podcast.
Which one? Name it. Name the podcast that you, Zeldin Gutter Young, listen to.
My favorite buttapusses. All my favorite buttapusses.
It's so crazy that you're a fan of that podcast and still murdered one of them. Wow. You.
It's like my favorite murder, sick. But it's all about buttapusses.
You are disgusting. You're a disgusting dog. I don't like you.
Woof, woof.
I got to make sure my actual dog is not anywhere nearby when I'm saying this.
Just you. If she hears you,
imagine
she hears you calling me your favorite dog.
Well, if all of a sudden I'm just like, you're a bad dog. And she pokes her head in the room. She's like, oh,
what did I do? I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Any questions for Zoe?
Tell us more about this deal.
Well, all the legal things will be handled by Wajasa Kavir here and our legal team. But at the very least, let me give you a brief pitch for a new show called Sabotage Soufflé. We need guest stars that have your chutzpah and zeal for living and not dying. So many of our guests kind of give up and just allow the axe head to fall on their neck, but not you guys.
Y'all, if you guys don't like stop me, this is gonna be like the campaign from now on. I'm just gonna like be a TV movie star.
Okay. We can play part three as long as you guys want. I will extend this. We got nowhere to be.
I'm sure we're all excited about the deal, but I'm curious maybe if we do well enough, or I don't know what conditions need to be met, but do you know any living Librians you could introduce us to?
Why do you ask?
Looking for a hot date?
Oh, Nova Rush crew.
I love that you just took that as the answer. It wasn't even like, oh, that's a goof. That's just a bit. What's the real answer? It's just like, okay, yep, no. Hot date makes sense.
Fair point.
We have 100 live television events here at Zoe Media Productions going on at any given time. 100 more game shows, dramas, historical holographic reenactments. Many of them being shot just today. But my sources have already told me that you are not here as tourists, but are seeking not just a hot date, but a living Alebrian, or perhaps the DNA of a living Alebrian, like, say, a leg or forearm, something like that. Is that right?
I mean,
those things aren't cheap.
Not ideally. I don't really want to take care of, like, a, you know, severed body part.
Ideally,
it'd be like a whole unit. But yeah, no, that'd be great. We're just looking to add to the squad.
Oh, okay. What are you collecting races like Pokemon? That's a little messed up. You've got a kind of a zoo like crew going on already here. You need someone with a big head?
No. Well, in a perfect world.
Yes, but
Oh yeah, sure. But, I mean, it's just that we do things out in the diaspora, and occasionally we run across things that perhaps living Librian would know more about than we do. Like, we were in this one place,
like, say, the Corpse Fleet.
Yeah. And there was this one place we were at, and we couldn't read, like, any of the stuff that was there. But, you know, I mean, living Librian probably could have read it, and that would have been really helpful.
He gives a sidelong glance across the room at Miss Kavir, and then looks back at you and says, Well, I have to say, there's a reason my Librian actors are some of the highest paid, most sought after, most beloved people, because, well, they're so rare. There are not many of them. They're in high demand here in Zomedia Productions, shooting around the clock, and I don't know if I could give up any of them, but like I said, because of this, your attack by the Corpse Fleet, a packed port has shut down for the next several weeks, and my smell-o-vision programming needs new living actors with varied smells, such as yourself, participants, characters, each and every day. But so, I mean, I have a small quid pro quo indeed. I think you see where I'm going with all this. Hullabaloo, everyone. You get an Elebrian, and I get five new stars.
Oh. I am a star.
Oh. I mean, I really feel like I can't ruin Zeldin's dreams, so.
Ah, it's going to be so good.
I guess I'm in.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Captain Hithyun? Does this, would this float your boat?
Well, I had some ideas about some other shows, but I suppose I will
pitch them to Kavir. She would be loved to take tons of notes from you, right, Kavir? Yes, that sounds like a good time, a good use of my time. Hear cold pitches from salty space captains.
I'd love to do that if we could pencil me in for perhaps a lunch. Your treat.
What about you, Tavra? I've a special need for Vesks in our programming. Are you able to provide your Doshko to Zo Media Productions? More like Doshvo.
I was hesitant, but I can't think of a better way to piss off my father. I'm in.
Yes. Becoming a movie and TV star, reality TV star.
That's the most real line spoken on this show, I think.
So I've just got one to five different programs, and I need chefs and magic users, tough guys. You know, you all fit multiple categories here. So, yeah, you'll do some work for me. Then you'll get this living Elebrian, or perhaps some Elebrian tissue cultivated from one of my actors. But that's not all. Sources tell me that you all have indeed run afoul of that dastardly Corpse Fleet. That wasn't just some random attack on your shuttle. Is that right? Did they attack the Nova Rush?
It doesn't seem like it would be a random attack, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're so obsessed with us, to be honest.
Well, they're a bunch of Zoalot-brained butt munchers.
Yeah, they're just jealous that we're going to be on TV.
I have so many sources here on Eox.
So many sources.
Yeah, Corpse Fleet Eoxian intel comes across my desk very often, so I can share with you maybe some of that information, maybe keep you alive once you leave Eox here. To me, this sounds like a double win for you and a win for me. So we're talking about a win-win-win scenario for everyone involved. Doesn't it, folks?
That's a lot of wins.
So many wins.
All right, I'm going to answer about 5,000 emails here. But if you have questions, please ask them of Ms. Kavir. He begins skeletal typing on a holographic keyboard in front of them. Buy, sell, sell, buy, sell, sell, buy, buy, buy. He hangs up like a digital phone. That last buy was BYE.
Oh, yes. Guys, this is a pretty good deal. I don't know. What do we say we get ourselves a... I don't know how to end that sentence.
Doesn't seem like we have much choice.
Did you want to like get a drink to celebrate? Or?
No, like get ourselves some pins and sign this deal.
Oh.
Somebody get me my favorite pin.
Nobody has any reservations about doing this? Sounds like a psycho show. Sounds like Japanese game shows on drugs.
Of course we have reservations, but we don't really have much of an alternative, do we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously we do, but like...
I dare you to say no.
We could go and start trying to date some of those Alibrian stars again. But
yeah, like, why don't you guys sign up, and then me and Zeldin will go out, you know, cruising,
I want to be on
TV. No. The two guys with the least amount of HP. Let's do this. Side quest. Shaggy and Scooby style.
Are we back on Shaggy? That if we say no, he'll sick the corpse fleet on us.
Whoa, you guys expect danger. It's going to be dangerous, sure, for some of these shows, but audiences crave danger and drama and tension, and that's what Zo Media sells here. But I mean, it is television. If you agree, we have medical teams standing by in case of emergencies. Obviously, there's still the possibility of death, like in all things. Your waiver packet and your onboarding paperwork will go over that, and you can talk to your union representative about additional dangers.
We have a union?
Thanks.
I scrambled to sign the documents. Worst time I've ever got a union on. Oh, it's so good.
Of course there's a union here on Eox. Do you think I'm a monster? Like, as he smiles, like one of his teeth falls out of his head. Hey. Just like puts it right back in. Look at these chompers. He's got some chompers on him. So for our listening audience who doesn't have the mental image for that my voice commands, has a pencil thin mustache and is a necrovite, an undead.
I've never seen the mustache Alibrian. Before.
Oh my gosh, it's always been there.
Yeah, he's had it. He had it in even book one of, or SE1.
I think Zo, besides like the main iconics, is the Starfinder character with the most art. He's been in like several APs at this point. He's been in multiple Starfinder Society scenarios.
It has honestly taken me this long to get the joke that a dead guy is responsible for so much live TV.
Yep. He's got several pages on Rule 34. I mean, wait, I'm sorry. What?
I'm not editing anything, Tyler. It all goes in whatever you say.
Tyler, what page of the CRB is that in?
69.
Left it open for that, didn't I?
Yeah, any other questions? Tavern, did you have a question? I think you were going to rifle through his paperwork and pictures on his desk when you set off this combat.
I can't remember what I was trying to look at.
You wanted to peek at the picture on his desk.
Oh yeah. He had a picture that was turned around toward his seat. Is that something I can
ask him about his family?
Yeah. Do you want to ask about it?
Yeah.
Please tell me they're of the the carpets. They're just like pictures of Greenie.
It just hit him cool hugging joke. Them both. They have like Mickey Mouse ears on.
They're just so happy together.
Zo, it looks like you have some interesting decorations in here. And this one I haven't been able to see yet. What is in the frame?
Zo's grin fades. Perhaps the smiling mask he has worn in just about every single appearance you've ever seen him in, as his face just resembles a unsmiling gull for the first time. His jaw kind of goes slack and he says,
"Oh, that was a long time ago, taken before the gap, before the sky burned and the seas boiled. I used a different name then."
He kind of strokes the painting or the picture a little bit in the frame, and then we'll turn it around to you, and you see indeed looks like a living Alibrian, perhaps a an old photo of Zoe, faded, maybe burnt.
That's so sad.
In parts, yes.
It's AI.
My name was not Zoe, it was R back then. Oh, it's a picture of me and Shathrava. We were once dear friends, but we quarreled about how to best protect our world. We've
what
not seen.
To them?
Oh, just like me, we both died. Now we're enemies, but I'll explain more about that when I share with you what I know of the corpse fleet. Now let's wrap this up. I've got a remote meeting with Ace Mayor Syndio about my latest visit to Triaxis.
Hey! Laugh those tears away, buddy. We're there with you.
You can leave my office now. Try not to kill my carpet on the way out. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm surrounded by death 24/7. Sorry, 25/7. I forget how many hours the Yoxine day is. Yeah. Wazasha Kavir will lead you out of the office into a busy hallway. There's like people walking by in like ancient costumes for some filming. And then you see maybe a group taking like a tour of the studios, pages and PAs and things like that running past you.
You all have made quite an impression on Mr. Zoe. As I said, he does not often take folks into his personal office. It's where he keeps some very valuable things. So thanks for not stealing anything. Probably would have had to kill you.
Stolen yeah. Stuff.
Probably would have killed you and then resurrected you as a zombie and then made you film TV shows for a few hundred years to pay off the debt. So.
Oh, and we get to be movie stars too? Oh,
no, probably just supernumeraries that we would have killed a whole bunch of times in the background, like exploded you with jets and stuff. Anyway, oh, here, I've got a gift for each of you.
She pulls out a small Zoe Media Productions tote bag, which looks about large enough to fit maybe like a cantaloupe. It's pretty small, like a little teeny tote.
A tote bag?
Yeah, yeah. It's Drew, go ahead and get yourself a hero point, buddy. Zoe bag. And indeed, as you open up, it is much larger on the inside than it is on the outside. It is a commercial null space chamber.
Oh.
Commercial null space chamber. And it says one for everybody. So
neat. Nice. We like it.
Take it. Free magical gifts.
What that is.
It can hold 25 bulk of items, and it is negligible bulk itself. So it is like a little magical pocket you can keep in your pocket and pull stuff out.
Like Mary Poppins' little bag.
And if you open it in an atmosphere with air, it fills with 10 minutes worth of air for every bulk left in its capacity. Is that right? So it has 250 minutes if it doesn't have anything else in it. You can just peace out in there and take a cat nap.
Take a nap, yeah.
Could I do the same thing with water?
No, it just says with air. Sorry.
Yeah, what does 10 minutes with water of water sound? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I mean, if
knock it off.
No, what he's asking is, like, can he make himself like a little pool?
Or just store
10 minutes water
in it. I have...
Get him, Jumpert!
You knew what I meant, Jumpert!
This is expensive. This is 750 credits. Gift. These Zote bags. After a minute, she calls in, indeed, a staff medic who comes up and patches you guys up. Some magical, some bandages. Gets you all back up to full health.
Yay.
So that takes a little while, maybe a half hour or so. And in that time, what looks like a pretty smarmy looking Soki character comes walking up to you down the hall.
Is this a group? Are these thems? Who are you guys?
Weez is us.
With whom do I have the pleasure of chatting?
We're the new talent here on Eox. That's right. We're movie stars.
Yep. That's Zeldin Ulithal Tavra, Heath Ayun, and I'm Bruce. Wait.
Oh, no, yeah. Then I'm in.
What was that, Tyler? Finally embracing your true self?
No, absolutely
it's,
not.
It's nice to meet you. I'm in the right spot here. The name is Jazzy Malsavis. Mr. Malsavis, if you want.
Wait, what?
Sorry, Jazzy Malsavis?
Malsavis! Whoa.
Okay, hey, thank you. Thank
Calm you. Calm down now.
Like, we can't do this. We can't.
Calm down.
Badger's the one doing it. I'm not doing it. Stuff. I'm not doing this.
Jazzy Malsavis!
I've got.
That's what I said. That's what.
We've got character art I can put in the Discord here for you. Look at this guy.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Does he look swarthy?
He stubs out a cigarette as he's chatting with you. He's like, oh, sorry, you're trying to get patched up here. Let me. Well, anyway, I'm a card-carrying member of the Loom, the Alliance of Living and Undead Media Employees, and I'm here to be a representative for your contract signing and help you out. Get more used to the halls of the living here. I've been told you're going to be doing some contracted work for Zoe.
Yeah.
I like his little feather in his cap. That's
why are you wearing spurs?
Hey, this is just the style where I came from. I was born on Akaton. Grew up in the warehouses there.
And you guys just wear your spurs all the time?
I like it, yeah. Someone tries to pick on me because of my size, I give them the old 1-2 boot slicing. Slice them right up. Do you want me to demonstrate?
No. I just...
He gets into like a karate stance.
1-2 stab with my shoe.
Anyway, I joined a theater company, Get Off World, and for too long, I found myself here in the media production world of Eox and helping out folks like you. Anyway, what are we doing? Did he tell you what show he's going to have you working on?
He said Smell-O-Vision. We're doing Smell-O-Vision.
Ooh, a new venture. 3D Smell-O-Vision. Smell things from all directions. That's got to tickle your fancy, huh, Zeldin?
It's the best.
Yeah, you're going to be all
my favorite kind of movie.
Well, my main suggestion, lots of deodorant, shampoo and conditioner the night before. They'll catch you if you squeak one out, too. So best to button it up.
Sorry, what?
If you fart, they'll catch it on the Smell-O-Vision. So you're gonna want to just glue that thing shut for the filming days. I got more tips and tricks like that. I'll be able to tell you. About. Anyway,
look at all these veteran the best insight.
Union I've ever been a part of.
Which Asha Kavir comes over and kind of whispers in his ear, and then we'll move on. She's like, all right, I've been told that you've got about 18 hours to rest up,
maybe explore the halls of the living a little bit, explore some of the studio if you want, and they're going to start filming your first show, Sabotage Soufflé, this little less than a day from now.
Is this anything like Kitchen Nightmares?
I would call it pretty close to a nightmare, yeah. Nice. And there's a kitchen involved, so sure.
It's kind of like that. Yeah.
We have any questions, do we have your number? Do we have your contact information just in case?
He picks up his phone and just like shakes it at you. It's like, that's how it works now. You've got my numbers.
Not you.
Oh.
Her.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wazasha Kavir is already a contact in your phones when you go to look. She's okay, like, yep. That happens automatically when you enter Zoe Media Productions.
I'm very accessible, but I swear if you guys call me with some dumb thing, I'll make your life a living hell. And then if you die, your undeath will be twice as bad.
Oh, can I? Would it be possible to get a list of all the dumb things to call you for?
No!
Okay.
Use your judgment. Anyway, I've got to go. I have 18 shows I need to produce.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've got some free time here. Is there anything you guys want to do before you can take a night's rest if you want? Go out, get a meal, all kinds.
I don't know what I need to buy, but we have some money. I'll probably buy some.
Yeah, I need to go shopping.
Probably do some shopping.
I don't know what
it
is
yet, but I'll do it.
Yeah, so off of the main studio drag here, there's another long corridor of that looks like a bustling underground city. Seems to always be night in this part of the halls of the living, and it looks like they use these places for filming as well. So different parts of the halls of the living look like Versite. There's like techno blocks that can be used for crime dramas. You see like rain machines in the top of these long halls here. There's places where there's like tons of potted Castravellian plants, and you know, step through a few doors, climate controlled doors, and it's a good deal warmer, artificially warmer in this part. So there's all kinds of restaurants and stores and things like that you can potentially go to. Is there any items in particular you wanted to shop for?
You know, I'm on the lookout for those hard light hand wraps, Patrick.
I think that'd be something you'd be able to find here pretty easily. What level are they? Level zero.
Well, so the commercial ones are level zero. The tactical ones are level two. The advanced ones are level four. I'd love to get those.
Do you have enough money for them?
They're 1,005 credits. Yeah, it would bankrupt me, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Okay.
Wait, you guys are level three, right? Yeah, level four should be within your range. So you get that's your damage dice increase, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Those carpets won't know what punched them.
No, we're not doing that anymore. But something won't know what punched them. So.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, the rest of this campaign is just you're fighting different kinds of carpets and drapery, just curtains and carpets. Sometimes they match, sometimes they don't. Sometimes one's green, sometimes one's purple. But they always go together. They hunt in pairs. Clever carpet.
Yeah, so now Cardis has cool kind of, I imagine, like lightly glowing.
Oh yeah,
hand wraps.
I mean, I think to me it's just like LED strips you wrap around your hand, you know.
yeah.
And if we ever did a live version of Cosmic Crits, that's what you would be tasked with purchasing for your costume.
Mm-hmm. It could be done.
Anybody else? Weapon upgrade time? Level three?
I need to actually buy some armor, but that's it's going to take some looking.
I haven't spent any time looking at how spell gems or, you know, the scroll equivalent sort of works in this game. Yep. But I'm probably going to go check out the magical shoppies.
You only have level two spells right now, right?
Correct, yeah.
A level two spell gem, or a second rank spell gem, I should say, is level three and 120 credits each. Level ones are 40 credits, so more affordable, but
expensive.
Tavra, anything for you? You think you might upgrade the old Doshko?
Yeah, I honestly have not looked, so I'll have to...
That's fine. You guys picked this shopping episode, not me. I didn't write this in my notes. Miles, I imagine the same thing. You're not really sure.
Yeah, I'm just kind of trying to look, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay, well, why don't we break here and we'll come back after you guys take a little look-see through the book and maybe get ready ready for some sabotage souffle. Sound like good? It.
Sounds good.
Right. The next day, the five newest stars of Eoxian reality TV show wake up once more in your, it's like a suburban mansion. You know, you each have a room pretty far down the hall from one another. It is sparsely adorned, but every once in a while, there's like, you know, a famous painting with all the subjects just bone people. So, you know, the name a famous painting with some people in it. Go. The Last Bone Supper. They're all eating bones. Guys, skeletons.
Guys, the obvious answer is right there. Bona Lisa. What is it?
Bona Lisa? Oh, yeah. You can't tell, but she's got a Richter smile. A grave smile.
I was just going to offer the scream.
Yeah, I was thinking Munch. That's close to a skeleton. That's an easy one.
Is that painting still missing?
Is it?
I think they found it. I think
they took it.
I didn't know it was ever missing.
It was ages ago, yeah, but...
It was a part of that, like, Boston art heist, right?
No, that was... No. The big one there was a rim.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right, so you wake up, and after you have some time to, I don't know, clean scales, brush your hair, fluff your tufts, if you will, and whatever Tyler has Lagardus do. Well, what do you do?
What does Lagardus do when he wakes up?
Just spits in his hand and like rubs across his forehead like, you're perfect, baby. he
lifts up his pillow to discover that he has once again not smothered Bruce to death.
Bruce like pops out of the pillow. He's like, that was great. I love being offline for a few hours.
No, I think Lagardus probably... I think one of his morning rituals is he like irons his clothes, like presses his clothes. He wants everything to look nice and presented. You know, he used to be kind of a business guy, so he keeps that. He tries to keep that clothing. He's also very broke at the moment, so you know he's like gotta keep care of what we have. I can't buy duds.
Business man with a business plan.
Business.
Yeah.
Your morning is once again interrupted by Wazasha, the studio exec here, who seems to be taking some other phone calls when she comes and retrieves you and says, you all look great. Are you ready for your first show, Sabotage Souffle? It's the big one. Zoe personally wants all of you there.
Let's get on with it.
I got my cooking hat on. I'm ready to sniff some spices.
What's your cooking hat look like?
I mean, you guys had time to buy stuff between yesterday and today, so you can have bought a cooking hat.
No, we've been with. Oh no!
You've been with this character so long, you forgot their name.
Shut up, Patrick! I don't need your help right now. Jabert, what's your character's name?
Oh, Zeldin.
Zeldin. I've been traveling with Zeldin for a while now, and I haven't seen him wear a hat. It's a new look.
Where do you get that cool, tall white hat?
Where do you get that hat?
Spent 1,000 credits buying that hat.
In this economy?
Had to hire a hitman to knock off a chef so he could get that hat.
You had to pay a tariff from Castroville for that hat.
I mean, right, yeah.
Do you all have any questions about the show? She's walking you to a studio, a fairly nondescript studio that just has like a giant mural of Zoe on the outside of it, like finger gunning, bony finger gunning, just ka-tow, ka-tow.
I'm curious about like what's the hook? What's the hook for the show? Obviously, there's cooking, but
based on a very popular offshoot of Pact World Warriors, spinoff of that show, but it is all cooking surprises and sabotages. And I know that Zoe's got at least 3 sabotages worked in for you, but you guys gotta kill, harvest your own proteins. You have to forage for spices, and you have to, you know, cook a meal for a guest judge who will evaluate your cooking. And now, have you given any thought of dividing into teams? Maybe 2 teams between the 5 of yous?
What, like split the party? Isn't that always a terrible idea?
No, you guys can work together for the most part, but it will double your chances at some good rewards at the end here. You're working for prizes, mind you.
Then I choose Zeldin, because I feel with his senses that are gone, the other senses are more heightened, and therefore he will be better.
Okay, well, Team Captain Ulithal sounds right. Who wants to be the other team?
Well, I'm not really good at cooking. I guess the decision was already made. So I guess I'll go. I can procure protein. That's just punching an animal, and I can do that.
Okay, for your own team?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to pick between Tavra and Hithayun?
I feel like Tavra's probably going to be. I should have taken the spell.
Tavra has a zero in crafting, so I don't think that Tavra will be.
Well, we're just punching animals and bringing them back to the people who
I am happy to help with that. I'm good at that part. Yeah, let's be the hunter-gatherers of the team.
Yeah. I think we're going to do a meat lovers thing and just
I'm hoping for more of a gatherers thing for our team.
Ithian, you've not been picked. The captain has the option to go to either team. You've got Lacardus and Tavra on one side or Zeldin and Ulithal on the other.
I believe that Ithian would likely go with Tavra and Lacardus because... Oh,
you're ditching Zeldin?
Well...
Wow. Went through a war together Ithian on Polonus.
Ithian knows that, like, his crafting skills aren't great either. And possibly... pummeling some creatures is probably more up to his kitty cat speed.
Hold on, I'm confused by the teams here. So we have one team that is exclusively good at killing and one team that is going to be doing cooking. So neither of us wins, right? Like, don't we need to have a little bit of both talents on the team?
We've divided the teams thusly, so we'll see.
We're just going to pile dead bodies on the table.
We do also have to worry about sabotage and all of that.
One team has superior ingredients and terrible execution.
I mean, I do have plus one to crafting, so I have something.
Oh, you're our man. You're our man.
Drew and I are going to be over here making stone soup.
I've got plus nine in crafting. I'm all right.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I've really only just thrown this in for funsies, so no need to worry about it.
Do we get to know who the guest judge is? Like, can you tell us that now?
The secret guest judge? No. No, but they've been in the news lately, I can tell you that. So they're hot, hot, hot. And they're not able to leave Eox right now because of the the shutdown port. So
they've the hot, hot allegations.
No. We got them for a song.
Bummer.
I can't explain, though. They have taste buds. They are living, so good luck.
That's a good sign.
Do we get to know who they are before we gather ingredients, or is it like an after we do everything kind of thing? When's the reveal?
Their artwork is on a much further page, so I believe you're going to have to go through the sabotage souffle first. So
bummer.
Yeah, we're going to. There'll be some brief pauses in the recording to, you know, so give you guys a break and gather yourself. But it will be pretty dangerous. So don't worry. You all will be especially blessed for dangerous television by our priestess of Lamboutine. So no need to worry about anything. But
the secret dish is Lamboutine. They've just revealed it.
Oh, no. If you get knocked out, though, there might be some penalties. You might be behind a little bit, so you're gonna want to stay conscious. Anyway, let's get you to the stadium here.
Stadium?
Yeah. There's four major parts of this soundstage that seem to be under the cover of darkness. You can kind of see what looks like tables and like large risers and. It looks like a natural area, maybe with some fake trees in one part here. And there you get mic'd up. You guys all have on like little cameras and microphones attached to your armor and sets you. Yeah, you can get makeup done. Yeah, you have makeups and indeed a goblin priestess of Lamboutine will anoint you, just kind of like throw what looks like berry juice on your backside. And
in the morning, in the rain, around the rain.
She kind of bust out like a little ditty. I had it up just a moment ago, but I think it's just a Starfinder god. Just Starfinder god, right?
Nice.
It is kind of a god of information and entertainment. Internet kind of.
Oh, good.
God.
It's a god of infotainment.
Yeah.
Her name is Lindsay Ellis. And
she has an hour long video to show you real quick.
That's right. That's what going to church is like. It's just, you have to sit there for like 4 hours listening to stuff about Disney Disney movies.
Yeah, pop culture, social system, infospheres. And when the priestess is done, indeed, you feel like you have a boon, a magical boon on all of you. And it seems like all the damage that you would take is going to be non-lethal, even if you like shoot yourself in the head. Non-lethal damage for at least the next hour or so. Alrighty here.
The blessing is called, it's just a joke, bro. It's just a joke, bro.
It's a prank, yeah.
Prank, bro.
Right. Wazasha will come and give you a quick rundown, and ask if you have any final questions here before they go live. It's like, first up is Meat Jungle. Zoe is going to come in and do a quick introduction. He is introducing 5 different shows this hour, so he's going to be in and out. We're going to go through 4 parts of the show before we get to the judging. Probably shouldn't be more than an hour or so. How you perform, your groups perform in each of these phases will net you more time and more ingredients and things like that to cook. So, you know, you just want to try your best. Even if you're not professional cooks, we have some sous chefs. She like kind of waves off to the side where skeletal chefs in, you know, I think they are just wearing the poofy chef hats, or maybe like the small kind of sous chef hats on like a skull and a...
If any of their hats are taller than mine, I'd make them swap with me.
and just a, you know, like kiss the cook. I always want to call them smocks, but they're...
Apron.
Apron?
Little aprons, yeah. Little professional aprons. And they got a number of knives and things like that. Maybe there's a skeleton of a four-armed alien, so... Whoever's got them maybe has a little bit of advantage. But even if you're not skilled in cooking, does anybody have cooking as a skill, by the way? Right. Even if you're not cooked in, you can kind of follow along with what they're doing and pretend, you know.
What about intimidation and deception? I can make them can get them cooked all right.
You're just there screaming in the skeleton's ear.
Just sassing them.
Putting 2 pieces of bread around their skull. What are you?
Cooked.
Idiot sandwich. Right, so as you are led out into the darkness, a single light pops up on a platform floating kind of above the arena. And of course, Zoe appears, it seems holographically, along with like a large scoreboard, a digital scoreboard behind him. And the words sabotage souffle kind of float in holographic letters almost around him. He's like stepping through the letters. He bows to what seems like a televised crowd as the sound of an audience is piped into this room. There are some people in the room, but it seems like mostly production folks here. But yeah, he flashes that gigantic skeletal smile and says, "Welcome, fans of all tastes. Once again, we are honored to return here to Souffle Stadium for the ultimate competition of might, metal, mayhem, and machismo. It's Sabotage Souffle." The vid screens around the arena light up here, showing kind of drone footage soaring throughout the areas here. You see flames burst from the ground towards the back of the arena in a large circle. There seems to be graves, a big grave site in the back, large tables where the sous chefs are arranged. And then the lights show up on you guys, and I will reveal the map where you're at. You're in what looks like a forest.
All right.
I should say artificial forest. I'm going to divide up your teams a little bit here across the way. Zoe continues on and says, "Tonight, 5 spicy contestants stand ready to do battle for the taste buds of our secret celebrity guest judge. As always, the creators of the winning meal gets cash prizes, bragging rights, and a year subscription to premium grocery delivery services here on EOX. Let's meet the players now." There are a number of floating cameras that kind of are similar to when you were in the Atrascan Waste, floating above and around you, each taking time orbiting your party's location. There's clapping, that is the sound of clapping and cheering piped in. I think a lot of people perhaps recognize you from your survival trek across the wastelands. You all are given a chance to introduce yourself to the crowd here. Go right ahead and do so now. If you have a skill check that you would like to perform at this point to kind of get you over with the crowd, with the audience watching online at home in their own kitchens, you can go ahead and do so. Make a single check for that. And it can be whatever you want, you know, show off a skill that you have. But who wants to go first? Introduce themselves. And technically, you don't have to do one of these skills. Like most everything, there will be, you know, you get points for successes. You get potential negatives for critical fails. So it's up to you.
Everyone will go first.
Sure.
It looks like there are, I don't know, some sort of tree or something next to me. Can I rip it out of the ground and hold it up over my head?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think it would be a little bit more difficult. I think
they're fake trees.
I mean, they're large fake trees. You could try and tear it in half. Yeah.
All right.
Go right ahead. Oh my gosh. Yes, you do. Critical success. You split the tree in half and like are bench pressing. You know, I think parts of the trees are real, but I think you found a plastic core.
I think Tavra is surprising herself and finding herself very excited about just sort of revved up by the adrenaline of being in the spotlight, and says, "I'm Tavra. And I am here to win." Arr!
There's a lot of clapping across the crowd here. Let's have someone from the other team introduce themselves. Ulithal or Zeldin next.
Raises a hand in the air and snaps. And flames shoot out of his hands.
Ah.
We're here to cook.
What's your name?
Doesn't matter. We're still going to win.
Okay.
Don't be mistook.
That's so funny.
Magic's his hook.
make me a check, Drew.
It's in a book. Like, it's reading rainbow.
Sorry, what check's gonna make
anybody else? It's like you walk out, like it's like LeBron James walks out and is just like, "I'm here to play basketball."
He just walks out and goes, "Basketball."
We certainly hope so, LeBron James. We paid a lot of money for this.
Basketball.
Oh, hey, gosh,
fire from my fingertips, I'm probably pretty good cooking.
I loved it. Yeah.
Can I do Arcana for that?
Yeah, you're the only person in Starfinder who has magic abilities. Can she fire? That is a success. So, point for your team here. Lockhartus or Hathayan? I'll go next.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Miles.
Oh, I imagine that like Cardus would do like kind of the cats, the feline characters do in Monster Hunter, where he would just kind of like do a lot of these like acrobatic flips and tricks with, you know, maybe a Solarian constructed blade, just to like kind of show off. If you've ever seen like the cats in Monster Hunter like do their thing, it's pretty great. Mm-hmm. And then you probably say something like, you know, "I am Thayun Delacour, and we are going to make a dish the judges adore."
Oh, bonus points for rhyming for sure. Did you want to change your Solarian weapon for this show? Do you want to make it into like chef's knives or?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Giant cleaver.
I'm gonna have solar knives and stuff, and maybe like graviton hex clad pans.
Okay, I don't know if you can change both, but
I'll do whatever I damn well please.
How long does it take? A while. I always forget if it's like a beginning of the day thing or like a 10 minutes. Because if it's 10 minutes,
10 minute thing for you to change styles.
weapon styles. Yeah, if it is,
I
then
I think it's a 10-minute thing. But yeah, let's just say that like Thion's gonna be using like solar like kitchen knives of sorts, like an array of knives.
Cool. Alrighty, go ahead and make a skill check for that intro if you would like. You don't have to.
Okay, would you say to roll?
Really, whatever you want.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm flipping around, just do acrobatics.
Alrighty. Excellent. An excellent start. Critical success. We are going to subtract success. A point from your team. Or critical failure. Yeah, you wish. Other team. But that's fine. This is just the introduction phase. Zeldin, how do you introduce yourself?
Oh boy, I'm busting out the diplomacy. I'm getting on the what's the word? Audience's good side right out the gate. I'm giving them my soulful eyes and my
your puppy dog eyes.
My puppy dog. And then I'm gonna wowie zow them by taking one of my grenades, not pulling the pin, and just like casting and ricocheting it off of a couple of trees, and then catching it in my hand.
Oh, looking my goodness!
Super cool.
Can you do that?
You know I can, because I got ricochet and grenades.
Okay.
And I hope that's how that works.
Well, I was about to say, it sounds like you have to make an attack roll.
Well, probably not going to do that. Probably going to instead make a diplomacy check.
It's just diplomacy.
23.
Okay. I was going to make you make the attack roll for a modifier on this, but that is going to be more than enough success here to get a whole section of the audience going hoo, 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 hoo.
Yeah.
Well, how do you introduce yourself? Is your team just like completely anonymous?
We're mysterious. We're mysterious, Patrick. That's what we are. The announcer has to say our names.
Now it's Zeldin and Ulivo. But what is your team name?
Team Mysterio.
Booyaka booyaka.
The Mysterio Cuisine. Cuisineers.
Drew, are you okay with that?
Junior.
Junior cuisineers. Call it kids cuisine. That's what we make. We're specializing those nasty little puddles of brownie in the bottom of the microwave dish.
Team cuisine has seemingly served up some, oh, is that right? Dino nuggets, a crowd favorite.
The mystery judge is a 5-year-old and is like, exquisite.
I just figure the mystery judge will like things points. Dead just like everybody else on this planet.
These shells and cheese were made 10,000 years ago.
Drew, they're alive. I said the mystery guest is alive. All right. Last but not least, Lacardus, I believe you are.
Yeah. Lacardus just puts both his hands over his head and waves at everybody. He's just like, hey, I'm Lacardus.
I am Bruce. Hello. I am here.
That's Bruce.
It's 4 versus 2.
Remember, everyone, cooking is just science. Stay in school.
Skill check, please.
I don't know. Computers, what do you want?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
That was just me talking.
Are you rolling computers to look up a recipe on your phone?
You've got cooking.com/infosphere on your phone.
www.somerecipes.com.
Yeah. I don't know. What was that? That was
nothing.
Really wasn't anything.
You don't have to roll if you don't want to.
I feel like I should roll something.
You can.
Just for the sake of the team.
You got diplomacy or?
I guess, I mean, I don't. I have no points in diplomacy, and I don't feel like that was me being very diplomatic.
Okay. Society?
Society to try to convince kids to stay in school?
Yeah, I think that's, I got a 10. That's 17 altogether. That's fine.
I'm not calling that a success.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't really feel like I was role-playing a success.
I gave you a negative.
for that performance. Everyone else got a positive.
No one who is going to drop out of school is going to stay in school, but also nobody who is going to stay in school is going to drop out of school.
Drop out. I haven't offended anybody, which is great when you're on TV.
Perfect.
Tavthetus. Team Tavthetus. What do you want to call your team? Tavro, Lacardus, and Hathayim. We've got Team Mysterio Junior's cuisine.
Team Mysterio Junior.
I don't know. The Colanders. I don't know.
Spatulas.
The spatulas? Let's do it. We're the spatulas.
Team Spatula.
The best kitchen utensil.
Spatula. Didn't love it.
I mean,
the other team is stick of the pan, and we're going to flip them out.
Wars were fought over spatula technology at one point.
Spatulas are pretty.
I'm into it. We're the spatulas.
Pretty useful.
Yeah, no, Rebecca's not kidding. It's like one of the most useful tools in this kitchen.
Like, automatically, there's already graphics. Like, you guys just came up with these names on the spot. There's graphics for, like, a masked chef with, like, a trench coat collar popped up for the Mysterio team. And then there's like a four-armed spatula.
I was gonna say like
for the other team.
I was gonna say like a spider, like a tarantula, but he's a spatula.
Yeah, I was thinking he's got like more of
like eight. He's got like eight spatulas.
Spatulantula.
Spatulantula.
Patrick
only said that because we're gonna fight one of those in about 20 minutes.
Right? Oh, he's like furiously like writing up the what are the stats for a spatulantula?
I need ChatGPT to get me AI art.
Your special attack is just called stir them up.
Eight spatulas, please.
I can flip over up to eight enemies at a time.
Yeah.
I assumed our mascot was gonna be like a spatula version of like Clippy. Like, that was going to be the vibe.
I see you're trying to flip some eggs. Great, great. Yeah, there's a thick layer of peat and sod underneath you. You see, like, little sprinklers that begin spitting out fog and mist and things in your environment, making this a very humid kind of boggy. There's maybe some scent being pumped in here as well, giving you the feeling that you're in perhaps a Castrovellian jungle as the lights change to, yeah, like the orange sunlight peering through these fake trees. A large force field, a bubble pops up around this area. So you guys are weapons free to fire here. You hear the audio of Zoe pumped into your earpieces. As he says, today you'll be cooking a three-course meal for our secret celebrity guest judge, whom you'll meet later. But now it's time for the first round of ingredient gathering. Get ready for some haywire harvesting in the meat jungle! Release the testati! There's a large horn that sounds, and at this point, I have a poll for you guys as we're going to jump into initiative turn order and combat. A severe combat is your base. Vote here for normal rewards. And mind you, a hero point after the combat is done. Or if you want to do an extreme combat, you will get more loot at the end of this Sabotage You play. And you will immediately get a hero point right now. Right now. Vote how you will.
Vote, 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 vote.
And you guys are working as a team to take down whatever's coming out here. But yeah, there's obviously, you know, a little bit of team strategy as well.
Inter-team strategy, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we all want to succeed, but the spatulas want to maybe try to succeed a little more.
Yeah, because of the whole...
And the Mysterio Junior for Life team. I'm not sure what the whole title is. Specialist
thing. Alrighty. Don't think everyone's voted, but I think we've got a quorum here for extreme. And how are you not choosing extreme difficulty if we're on Soufflé, Sabotage Soufflé, the most extreme of game shows in the Eoxian universe? I think Rebecca left her computer, so she's not here for this one. Or no, she here for the vote. Oh no, we got four votes now. Four extreme. It's extreme time.
Extreme.
Excellent, excellent.
Who cares about hero points? But if you tell us there's more loot on the line, suddenly the consensus shifts dramatically.
Well, I was the first one to vote before I left the computer, just for the record.
That's fine. That's fine. So for extreme, I think we're just going kind of boss mode. And normally it would be like a bunch of small Tashtaris. I think we're going Tashtari alpha time. Big old Tashtari. Does that sound good, guys?
Sounds good. That's the laser puppy, right?
Oh, yes. Laser dogs.
That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
Laser dogs.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.